Second Chronicles chapter 12. And it came to pass, when Rehoboam had established the kingdom, and had strengthened himself, that he forsook the law of Yahweh and all Israel with him. And it came to pass, in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, because they had transgressed against Yahweh, with 1,200 chariots and 70,000 horsemen, and the people without number that came with him out of Egypt, the Lubims, the Sukkiims, and the Ethiopians. And he took the fenced cities, which pertained to Yehuda, and came to Jerusalem. And then Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam and to the princes of Yehuda that were gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said to them, Thus says Yahweh, You have forsaken me, and for this reason have I also left you in the hand of Shishak. Whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, Yahweh is righteous. And when Yahweh saw that they humbled themselves, the word of Yahweh came to Shemaiah, saying, They have humbled themselves. I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath will not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be his servants, so that they may know my service, and the service of the kingdoms of the countries. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the house of Yahweh and the treasures of the king's house. He took all. He carried away also the shields of gold which Solomon had made, instead of which King Rehoboam made shields of brass and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard so that to keep the entrance of the king's house. And when the king entered into the house of Yahweh, the guard came and fetched them and brought them again to the guard chamber. And when he humbled himself, the wrath of Yahweh turned from him so that he would not destroy him altogether. And also in Yehuda things went well. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. For Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which Yahweh had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. And he did evil, because he prepared not his heart to seek Yahweh. Now the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, are they not written in the book of Shemaiah the prophet, and of Iddo the seer, concerning genealogies? And there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David, and Abiah, his son, reigned in his stead. End of chapter 1.